This is Digital Dave, and I'm here with Tien from Unique Aircraft. Now, you guys have actually brought here, and I saw it fly yesterday, a fully electric aircraft, the E-430, as I believe it's called.
What can you tell me about it? I'm assuming it has a brushless motor.
Yes, this including 170-pound electric motor, and the energy density, energy is like on board 12 kilowatt hour. We had a 22-hour testing in L.A., Camarillo Airport.
So yeah, you had to fly that off before they would let you bring it here, right?
Yes, FAA asked us to do that to make sure this is safe.
Okay, now what kind of batteries are you using? Lithium polymer?
Yes, lithium polymer.
Okay. It's an LSA too, right?
Yeah, in the future, if FAA can accept the electric power in the LSA category, I think we will do it LSA.
Okay, in other words, right now they don't know what to do with an electric airplane. They haven't really had to deal with that before.
We had a meeting yesterday, and EAA is helping and trying, working very hard to convince FAA to change the rules to including electric power in ASA.
Okay, very good. As I understand from the first time I met you, you say the plane has a full power endurance of about 2 hours, or is it 3 hours on standard battery?
The standard battery where we can fly, stay in air for 2 hours, but not for throttle. We need a 7 kilowatt to keep it level flying. Mm-hmm. And we have 12 on board, so it's nearly 2 hours.
Okay. Now, this is one thing that most pilots probably are not going to understand, the difference between rating the power of an electric motor versus the rating the power of a gasoline engine. You're actually rating your motor in kilowatts instead of horsepower. Can you give us an idea how much horsepower it's actually developing?
Usually, 1 horsepower is 735 watts.
Okay.
So if that's 40 kilowatts, it's around 54, 55 horsepower.
Okay. Now, this airplane doesn't have that, the large motor in it, does it?
The 40, yeah, that's 55 horsepower.
Oh, okay, it is the big motor. I thought
that's two-seat.
Okay. Now, I know you had some smaller motors on display as well. Those were used for what, the powered parachutes?
Yes. Actually, we have 3 power systems we already developed. The 10 kilowatt, which is 13 horsepower, we're using on the name called EPAC, electric paramotor. We also fly last night. Like 7:30 something.
Down at the farm.
Yes, ultra area, and 20 kilowatt. We also have a medium size 20 kilowatt, which is 26 horsepower. We supply one system to fly design, the ultralight name called E Spider. We also Mr. Tom Picchini, he has done 2-3 flight here already, yesterday morning and yesterday night. Last night, and very successful flying there already. So
yeah, well, today I don't think anybody's going to do a whole lot of flying.
Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah. Now, I also understand that the aircraft has a 25-to-1 glide ratio. This is the E-430.
Yes.
So that the 2-hour range, the 2-hour power, is not as much of a limitation as people might think. Is that correct? In other words, I can use the motor to climb out, and then I can shut it down and soar.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And then just have power to climb back up again.
Yeah, actually, it's very, very fair that if you use full throttle, you have 900 feet per minute climbing, and you're descending 200 in the future. You know, this prototype we had like 280 something.
Okay.
And in the future, there will be 200. So you use 1 minute to climbing, then you use like a four time power.
Right.
As cruising power, but you get the altitude. You can gliding down to get the time.
Right.
So that's
plus, if you catch some lift, you can stay up there a lot longer.
Yeah, yeah. That's this airplane can do that.
No now, the airplane is all composite.
Yes.
And it is a long wing. I was noticing it's a very long wing for its size, so that's where you're getting your large, you know, your good glide ratio.
Yes.
And I'm assuming you're building them in China and bringing them here. That's the plan?
We work with, this is really international project. We work with German, we work with French people, and some UK engineer. So a lot of Chinese engineer. So everybody has passion to finish this project. We made it in 3.5 months, actually.
You're kidding. From the paper design to a flying prototype in 3.5 months?
Actually, design, we had a long time discussion, modifying in the computer, but when we start, the mode of fuselage, everything.
That's okay, the actual building.
Months. Yes.
That's very fast. I'm sure a lot of home builders would love to be able to do that.
But it's working very hard, our team.
Okay, now if I want to find out more, where would I find you? Where are you here on the field?
Oh, 421.
Okay, you're 421. Yes. What's around you? Aren't you over by the EAA warehouse? Not too far from Aerosol Square, as I recall. Well, anyway, let's just say that you're on the map.
Yeah, I think we are the yellow tent.
Okay.
In between the runway to the control tower.
Okay. Let's change subjects. Is this the first time you've come to Oshkosh?
Second time? Last year.
Did you? What do you think?
Oh, it's cool. That's why we try very hard to be here.
Oh, okay. What do you think of that giant thing out there, that Airbus?
Oh, that's cool. You know, actually...
It's not electric, though.
No. It takes time.
Now, I imagine your aircraft's probably very, very quiet and very, very smooth since you don't have that big noisy engine up front.
Yes, very quiet. You can't hear it.
Wow. Now, I have to laugh. My son and I fly electric model airplanes.
Yes.
And you use the same type of philosophy in your power controller. When you first turn the thing on, it actually pulses and beeps the motor to let you know it's ready.
Yes, to make sure people leave the propeller away.
It's right.
A warning.
That's what I was thinking. That's one of the big differences between an electric and a gas motor. That electric motor can start up with no warning at full power, so you got to make sure people are aware that it could be ready to go.
Yeah. That's why we make this sound, before they start running. And we also have a computer limit the RPM increasing in a certain speed,
from zero to full power.
Yeah, they will take time starting slower than fast to give people time to leave the propeller away.
Oh, that's very good. That's very smart thinking.
Yeah.
Well, Tien, I want to thank you for joining us here, and I recommend people go on out and look at the airplane. It's very pretty. You're hoping to fly it again in the showcase, I understand?
I think we plan to fly from tomorrow morning, every morning, and it's a Saturday afternoon, 3:30. That's our formal schedule.
Well, very good. Look up, people, because you'll have to look, because you won't hear it.
Yeah.
It's very quiet. Your neighbors will love you for that.
Yes, I hope so.
All right, very good. Thank you again. And this is Digital Dave. You're listening to EAA Radio.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.